what's up? It's Jay Kuro, and we're back again with Gamers Roundtable for a second time. It's our reunion thing. I don't know. I'm like dancing, kind of. Like
there's a white no person. Music playing.
I'm white right now.
In the background.
Doesn't matter. I can dance.
What'd you say?
You know what I mean. No, I went to CES recently, and it was Alicia Keys' concert at the MonsterCon party. And they were like, I'm sorry if this sounds rude, but like they were some of the funniest Caucasian people just kind of like grooving. It wasn't even music yet. It's just like kind of, this is awesome. I love
you know
what, Keys.
But you know, when people having a good time, they just started playing, you know, the unthinkable in their mind. You know,
they won't even go to anything. It's like, I'm going to a medley of Alicia Keys songs as well as DMX. Just like, yeah. I like this.
While DMX is playing? It's trouble.
Oh, jeez. Well, so what have you been playing till spring?
What have I been playing? That booty Borderlands 2.
You keep saying it, but you keep playing it.
You know what? It's because I haven't gotten anything yet. I mean, I already beat Halo 4. Yeah. I haven't really seen anything that's been interesting.
Get up on that Far Cry.
I wasn't a Far Cry fan, I wasn't a Far Cry fan. And I realize right now that, you know, a lot of these games, these people coming out saying, oh man, these things are awesome. I'm just not loving it. Now, I'm not saying that it was a bad game. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
I just think a lot of games that have been coming out lately have been like, they're meant for certain specific demographic. And if you're not in a demographic, you're just not one of those people who's going to be like, I love this game. You're like, it's all right.
I am a Democratic. I'm a bad Democrat. I voted for Barack twice.
Solid.
In my mind. You said Democratic or demographic?
Demographic.
Democratic really wouldn't fit in this conversation, I would.
Solid as Barack.
Now see, that sorry. That was an affront to African Americans.
It's like,
Ashford and Simpson.
I can see us going back 10 steps.
Stop it. Stop it. So, what have you been playing?
So, been playing Resident Evil 6 a bit. I decided to turn the brightness back up from our last time talking about this.
You're a scaredy cat.
No, man. You guys know from a long time ago, if you've been following me, I have a really deep fear and love for zombies. I love them, but they freak me out. Especially when I live in a house with people who dress up as zombies and scare me at night.
I have the same type of love affair with onions. I love to eat them, but they freak me out.
Yeah.
My breath stinks.
So, I've been trying. It's okay. I do like the kind of co-op team effort kind of thing going on.
First of all, I don't believe you like the co-op. I believe you just like to have somebody in the room getting scared with you. Yeah. That's what I think it is.
Yeah.
At least that would be my...
Because I really don't play unless someone's there with me with the lights on during the day or before 8, preferably.
I'm going to issue Jay Kuro a challenge. And for those that hear this, email her to challenge her. Play Resident Evil. By yourself, with the lights off, and record yourself playing it.
No, because I feel like this is a perfect example of someone coming in the room, she's playing a video game by herself in the dark. I'm going to scare her. So she's going to be this person just standing behind me.
No. Like, ain't nobody going to do it. You know what? To make it safe, you can do it here. We can set it up here in the studio. You can do it here. You can lock the door. I won't walk in, but just...
I'm going to lock my door when I'm scared.
We set the camera on you. There's nothing's going to happen here. But, you know, we'll set the camera up.
That's what they said, mama.
And, you know, like 15 minutes, you know, we'll just record and we'll take the best action shots out. So so your people can see how you felt. Oh, we can do that. You can do Splinter Man or Amnesia.
I'll do Resident Evil.
Why not?
Splinter Man scares me.
Splinter Man scares you? It's just a stick guy.
So?
That makes the screen go.
Leave me alone. It's got chills.
I'm glad I'm sleeping with my wife tonight.
You know what? We're done here.
Okay.
Speaking of some games, though, the recent violence topic that we talked about last podcast is kind of not really made a... This has no correlation to that.
None.
I tried to make it sound better than it
was. I saw the segue coming, but the tire went flat. The bridge didn't connect.
It's no way to explain this... issue.
Because what you're getting ready to mention and what was done was completely asinine. That's why you couldn't make it connect.
It's just one of those things where like you realize one of your friends does something really stupid. And you're trying to like validate, like, you know, he was just, he was, no, you know, he Randy. Randy's just,
that's him.
He's just Randy. He just can't help
it. So please elaborate on this particular topic.
As you guys know, Devil May Cry came out on the 15th, I believe it was. And it is a reboot of the original Devil May Cry.
Yet it has Hayden Christensen starring as Dante.
I mean, it's just like, it's actually more of a prequel story to the series that we've all played and known to come and love and everything like that. But it's very different from the originals. And a lot of people have gotten really upset about the fact it's so different from the originals. I was even one of those people, I think we talked about that on the podcast for a while. The fact he looked like Prince on acid was funny.
Does not look like Prince. It's Hayden Christensen. Then you see
Jumper. Well, no, the original pictures, like, why did Prince have a son who has problems with his emotions?
Oh, yeah, the original mugshot looking picture.
It's like, when doves cry, yeah. I'm so sad.
Part 9. I know, he looked like he would cry in the car. He does. He looked like, he don't look like he can take out some demons.
Yeah, but there was a letter sent to the president from a fan who claimed that the game was kind of impending on his rights as an American, and it was a controversial title that should be taken off the shelves. So we're going to read this letter that he sent. And you guys let it just simmer in your head and just tell me how you feel about this.
Let's to reiterate, this was sent to the president of the United States of America.
So, without further ado, dear Mr. Obama, as a consumer to the video game industry, there's one video game that has caused a lot of controversy the past few months. The name of the game is Devil May Cry, made by Ninja Theory and Capcom. Majority of gamers are aggravated that this game has changed so much from its past predecessors, and the game actually insults the consumers in-game. We as consumers did not need nor want this reboot, and we believe it violates our rights to have a choice between the original or the reboot. The game is violating our rights as a consumer, and we believe it should be pulled off the shelves from the game stores due to its insulting nature and the fact that it violates our rights. Please, Mr. Obama, look into your heart. Make the decision that will please us gamers. Now,
first of all, I'd like to say your reading voice was impeccable. I enjoyed it. please thank come you. And read the nutritional facts on the back of my cereal for me.
I will.
All right. But
I just want to point out the last sentence of that whole letter. You said, make a choice that pleases gamers. And we gamers are the ones that like gave him so much crap last week for this violence summit thing.
So much.
Not so you're telling us. Him, hey, I know I gave you a lot of crap last week, but help a gamer out.
No. Help me when I need you. Help me when I need you.
It's like the atheist that prays to God and did the plane crash. It's like,
stop it. Let's not go there. But I understand where you're going.
Back to the letter. It's just like the letter was like, are you serious? You're just really playing like a really well versed.
This is a nicely written.
This is a nicely written like prank. I just want to see how everyone's going to react to it.
Go ahead, Jay. I can't even.
It violates your rights as an American to choose between the original and the reboot. You can choose. No one told you have to buy it. You don't have to. I haven't bought it. It's awesome. I am going to buy it originally, but I haven't.
Play the original.
Just ignore it. Do what everyone else in society does with the original Batmans before Christopher Nolan. They don't exist. What Riddler?
Jim Carrey didn't play no Batman. Val Kilmer? Nipples? No.
There wasn't a Two-Face in Riddler movie.
That was none of that.
There were no butt shots.
The
only one that
exists is the Michael Keaton movie. The first Tim Burton movie.
Maybe the second.
But, the Penguin, that movie really didn't exist. The one with Jack Nicholson existed. And then the next Batman movie that was ever made besides the animated series movies.
Well, Batman Returns is kind of like.
No, you're he's a out. The Penguin is out. It's out.
But yeah, do what everyone else does in society. None of those movies.
Michael Keaton and the next Batman was Christian Bale. There was nobody else in between. George Clooney never played him.
Batman took a hiatus. He was off. Yes. Damien took over.
That's it. But this letter is so ridiculous in the fact that it violates my rights as a consumer. To have this on the shelf.
The fact that you're a consumer and you have the right to choose.
Have the right to choose.
Guys don't go in stores and buy tampons. You have a right
Mario
to choose.
Mario could have been considered a violation on the rights of a consumer. You know, when they came back and tried to remake games like NBA Jam, a Tecmo Bowl, when they made Punch Out without Mike Tyson, that could have been seen.
When they rebooted 007 Gold now without Pierce Brosnan.
Without Pierce Brosnan.
That impeded on my consumer rights.
That's more of a travesty than Hayden Christensen playing Dante. You had Pierce Brosnan and you replace him in a classic game with Daniel Craig. I'm sorry. Yes. But But Daniel Craig can't hold Pierce Brosnan's martini.
No.
Okay? He would stir it. He would actually stir it.
Wow.
Okay?
Well.
That is the way I feel about it. But this is a stupid letter. This man is trying to deal with fiscal cliffs and the economy, the housing.
And you want
to
bring up.
You want to bring up.
Prince's son having some problem.
I don't want to have to choose whether or not to buy this
game.
Don't.
Go listen to Prince in your car and just don't choose.
Please, Mr. Obama, infringe on our rights as a customer by saying that something should or should not be on the shelves.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
And I bet once he does that, what's wrong with the president? He hates gamers.
Exactly. Because you know what? If you open that door once, it's already open.
Yeah.
So what ramifications
are going to unring that bell?
What are going to be the ramifications of opening that door? You don't know. And so you're going to be crying and moaning later on when they come out with a reboot of, say, the Mass Effect series or a prequel to the Mass Effect series that doesn't star Shepard, but it may star Garrus or something. I mean, if you really want to go into that, the new Gears of War Judgment. That's not about Marcus Fenix.
Nope.
That's about Baird. I don't want to have Baird as my main player. I want Marcus and I want Dom back. But it Baird's infringes cool. on my right.
But Baird's cool.
Not as cool as Dom.
But
Baird's funny. I know. But what I'm saying, I'm just trying to make a point.
No, I'm just being that person.
But that I thought the letter was dumb. It's a waste of time, and it probably will never come across the desk of POTUS, his secretary, let alone POTUS.
Yeah, some man will pass it on the office. Like, hey, look what this person wrote. Read it. It's awesome. Bro,
are you serious?
Read it.
You know how many other stupid requests they get?
Hey, President Obama, can you ban vanilla pudding?
Somebody probably wrote that.
Actually, there was a letter saying that. Can you force all women to wear yoga pants?
Is no, all women. Not all women. Have you seen all women in the United States? Yeah. Have you seen our rates on obesity? Have you seen this? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't wear yoga pants because I ain't in the greatest shape. So I don't want to see all the. Go ahead. You can have dents and dimples for days if you want to. I want people to wear yoga pants.
People of Walmart are going to be blowing up all day. You know what
I'm saying? It's yoga pants, not people yogurt pants. People of Walmart. Pants. What?
People of Walmart.
Stop it. Stop it. That site is hilarious, though.
But it is, though.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Not worse than me going to Walmart last night and walking around with a Batman cowl on. Just for kicks.
See, she want to get shot.
It was there. It was sitting there. And I was like, hey, no one's here. This Walmart's kind of ghetto anyway. Let's ghetto it up a little bit more. I don't live around here.
Yeah, but after you have Bane in the theater, come on now. Be careful, man.
Anyway, moving on.
Somebody from the NRA might take you out.
Jesus, no.
You'd be done.
It's like Batman didn't wear a miniskirt before. Leave me alone.
Didn't wear a miniskirt, but they're going to be standing there in the newspaper with their foot on your chest.
Well.
I'm sorry.
Next topic.
Let's stop it.
Next thing that happened, it's not really a big story, but I just thought it was funny. PSN's down again. It was down for scheduled maintenance yesterday, I believe it was, and some things were posted up, but it has not come back up. Of course, it is just normal scheduled maintenance, but it's just the idea that PSN's down. The accomplishments that we will make this week.
Hey, guess what, PSN users? Get ready for some new games that are going to be free that you probably already own.
But just free.
Like last time, but free. But however, I will take this moment to put out Soul Springs invitation to Xbox. Come to the world of Xbox where we have Xbox Connect, a controller where you don't have to have anything in your hands. You have the freedom of movement with your hands and your feet. No little orb ball on the front. You don't look like you're holding a tennis racket that got cut off at the top and put the tennis ball on the top. No, you can do it hands free. Why? Because it is Connect. No more talking into any type of wands. No more talking into anything else. You can just speak freely in your home. Why? Because it's Xbox Connect. Also, join the greatest online gaming experience outside of the PC with Xbox Live. It's only $50 a year. Yes, it's a little bit It costs a little bit and it's not completely free, but it is the greatest gaming experience that you will have. No, I'm not being paid by Xbox for this particular announcement, but I will take this 46. Time to bring you over to the good side of life, to the entertaining side of life. I know that you love to say that we only have one disc for Mass Effect. But guess what? We can play online Mass Effect at any time we want to because our Xbox Live never goes down. So guess what? I will take two discs in order to have my services the way that I would like to have them. So we thank you for this particular announcement. We hope you think dearly and clearly about joining us and have a great day. Oh, you won't because your network's down.
Nice.
Thank you.
Classy. But
that's off the dome.
I just really think it's awesome though. Like, despite everything in the PS, like Xbox wars we have with each other, think of the accomplishments you guys made when PSN was down.
Come on.
It's only Tuesday.
Come on.
Wednesday. It's only whatever day.
Yes. I heard the cure for cancer was close, but then PSN came back up.
Pick that research back up. Dig through your ramen noodle packages and the controllers and find it.
Mm-hmm.
Some good stuff happened. I mean, honestly, I do think that's funny, though. Just like as a person in general, when anything happens like that, think if the internet went down, there'd be like riots. There would be. But think of the accomplishments you make as a society. If the internet
went down, people would be surprised with how many folks are living in their house.
Yeah. Like
what are you doing? Are you sick? Get out of here. Well, how long have you been?
No, you'd be always consumed like, I have a neighborhood.
It's me, Mom.
You can cross the street from me?
Hey, y'all, there's a park out here.
We have a Wet n' Wild in town?
For real? What's the Six Flags?
What is that?
What exercise?
It's like... So you used to write paper notes to people?
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. But
you use stamps for stuff? What are stamps?
That is ridiculous. I don't know. But then again, you got some people who may fall back in love with the role-playing story games that are only for one player anyway. Without the online gaming.
I mean, I do believe that the internet games, the online games have made sort of like a weird trump over the single-player games. And the fact that you have to actually pay separately for a lot of multiplayers nowadays kind of gets to you. So it really is nice to ever just visit the older like single-player adventures.
But the reason why they did that is because they're cashing in.
Yeah.
Online gaming, multiplayer has become this phenomenon. And they were like, you know what? We need to cash in on this. So let's start charging
for tokens. Let's use a pass. You can get this pass for only $10 like when you buy the game.
Because why? We'll realize we're losing money. And you realize that they look at themselves and say, we're losing money with the used game market. This is another way to try to issue that out. Well, you need a passcode in order to play online. Well, guess what? You need a new game to get a password. So we're going to get y'all out of the way. But then you got people like me who, you know what? I don't have to play online. I really don't. I don't have to play online. I can play offline. Most of the games I play are one player or two player co-op every now and then.
And then I never really went out of my way to play online with Saints Row 3. Because that was just really fun.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
I went out of my way to get an online patch for that. But otherwise, like, if it's not in there, I really don't. I really don't care.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, it's not that important to me, especially if it's not something like Call of Duty where multiplayer is the game itself. I really don't care.
And I will say that with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, multiplayer was a game. The campaign.
Yeah. Single player is like something to do when you're bored and no one's on.
That was like, hey guys, we made this awesome multiplayer. Hey, we need single player. Well, throw that together.
So you guys take a 30-minute break, go deal with that. We're going to finish up this multiplayer over here.
Mm-hmm. It's like the game. Multiplayer was built and it was like, oh snap.
Honestly, it does feel like a bunch of guys who were just stoned. Like, hey dudes, it'd be awesome if we had a guy who lost his memory and he was a soldier. And then he was a Black Ops soldier. Mm-hmm. And then he got lost. And then he had to fight people. Mm-hmm. And then he found his friend. And he went to prison. And then he came out. And then he shot people.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be cool.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that was one of the plots for the movie Iron Eagle.
That reminds me. I saw a movie lately. I really want to talk about because I just thought it was the dumbest thing. I saw this movie called Mama. Because as you guys know, I used to work in movie theater. I go there all the time and see movies. But... it's just because it's free, I just go.
What?
Mama.
All right.
The weird mama movie or whatever.
Oh, with the lady little girls that's supposed to come and visit the girls?
Yeah. And I understand what you were trying to do here with this movie, but it just didn't work. You can't Tim Burton a horror movie. You can't try to make this horror movie that ended terribly. Okay, it's okay. She turns into a butterfly. It's okay now.
She turns into a butterfly.
Okay, this is spoiler territory because I just don't care.
I think we already crossed that line. Well, yeah, that too.
Well, not really, because that's kind of like a random. Because
you said it, and then I repeated it.
That's a random thing, though.
You said she like, turned into a butterfly.
When you watch the movie, you're like, I don't even know what that even means right
when
now.
When I heard that, I automatically thought, oh, that's the end of the movie. Closure. She turned into a butterfly.
That's not closure, though. She was at it's peak. The fact that these two girls get, like, abandoned in the woods, because they're, well, their dad, like, tries to take them away from their family, because he killed their mom or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then they take them to his cabin, and he tries to kill them and just, like, let it just go and just get rid of everybody. Mm-hmm. But the weird ghost lady stops him mm-hmm. and raises the daughters herself on cherries in the forest.
Outstanding.
Not, no, mind you, that one of the kids is like a newborn. Like, how did you feed this newborn cherries?
You know what this sounds like? The beginning of Beowulf 2.
But no, the fact that the movie, like, the whole thing was about the ghost getting her, like, child back and, like, going on or whatever. But at the end of the movie, uh-huh. like, she got her kid back, but she's like, I still want that one. Not the other one. I just want that daughter.
Okay.
So
outstanding.
I even though I have my child back, I want that one. You come with me. Let's go die.
Let's go die.
Let's go jump off this cliff, and then turn you into a butterfly. Then everyone's like, "Yay, happy music! It's okay now."
Well, you know, butterflies are seen as a symbol of hope and beauty, and maybe that's what she wanted.
It'd be
funny.
It'd be okay if that daughter wasn't the creepy one that's like sitting in corners the entire movie, like, "Hey,
I'm just trying to make sense of this thing."
And also, it's like a footnote to all my friends out there. If you ever bring two crazy Caucasian little girls in my house, no, I don't know them.
That's you.
No.
If you bring two crazy black girls to my house, I'm gonna be mad because look, you bring two crazy anything to my house, I'm gonna be upset.
It's just like the idea, just like these children, just like this person, mama, I was like watching them. And they're just like, mama gets jealous. Don't do that. And I just thought it was funny. Everyone in the movie like cracked up laughing because like one of the girls hugged the other mom. She's like, uh-uh.
Oh, wouldn't it be awesome if you the dude turned around and say, mama, well, how about your mama so fat, her belt size is equator? What if he just started going off with mama jokes?
No, but then like awesome. She didn't really hurt him. She was just like, push your head down, like go to sleep. Just go. Don't get up. Go to sleep. Just lay down. Let it happen.
Yeah, every time he heard the word mama, he should have just came off with a mama joke.
No, it's just it's funny. Like one girl in the corner, like, I ain't going over there. Mama's mad. Another girl's mama, like, I'm a hug. Well,
your
he's
mama's
like,
so stupid. She hit a parked car.
You didn't effed up. She's like, uh-uh.
Well, your mama's so dumb. Mm-hmm. They told her it was chilly outside. She went and got a bowl.
The fact that people thought this movie was like artistically creative and nice was like, what movie did you see? What I don't, it's like when you watch freaking Asylum movies, like what are you watching if you think this is good?
I don't
see it.
But I think you're intriguing people to go see this movie because you've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah. It's one of the movies I really wanted people to see so I can talk to you about it because no one saw it because it just looks so terrible.
That's right. We don't waste our money on stupid
stuff. It was free though.
We're the smart kids. Well, everybody don't get to go to the movies for free. Okay. I don't go to the movies. You know why? Because it's not free, okay? It costs $19 or something to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Stupid. And then they want you to buy popcorn. And then you're like, I'm at the movies. I got to get some popcorn. And you know what? Popcorn's not good without a slushie. And now you know what? I'm up to $150 because I bought a ticket, popcorn, and slushie trying to go see this dumb movie. I don't have the budget for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to build race cars out of soda cans.
But we could if PSN would stay down.
Oh, Lord. No. I'm trying to invent a way to make fragrances for dogs and cats that allow them to sing whenever the button is pushed, okay? I don't have time to waste money on this freaking movie deal. Wow. Especially when people allow you to download them on the net. I'm not advocating piracy. But it's like
I was thinking that's funny though, the advertisement. Movie. Like piracy is a victimless crime. Like yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know, the only thing I get about piracy, I get about piracy is that if you buy a movie and let me hold it.
It's just sharing.
And
sharing is caring. I don't know, it's just like the whole issue with that is really like finicky and weird. So I don't really get into it very often.
That thing along. It's actually but, absolutely dummy.
We can go to our last topic, which is the next gen console. We talked about it last time, but this time since we're adamant on knowing that they're going to come out sometime soon, we're going to have something about them the next year or this year. So, personally, let's see what things we would like to see in the new console.
So, what would you like to see in the Xbox 720 and the PlayStation 4?
Well, PlayStation 4, I can't really say much about because I don't have a PlayStation 3, so I can't say I don't know what's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Xbox 360, I would really like a I'm online but I'm busy mm-hmm. option. Because mm-hmm. like I love everyone who's my friend. Also, not no friend cap. I hate like capping out at 100 friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I might want to add more people. I don't want to like empty my list of people. Like I don't know you. I don't talk to you. I don't play with you very mm-hmm. often. You killed me like last week, so I don't like you right now.
You know, I really got mad at that because there was a guy that, you know, give away good loot for Borderlands and his friends list was booked up.
Yeah.
And that made
so
me
it's
upset.
Like those friend book list thing is like I need more. I have friends. I can't help it.
I'm sad.
You meet lots of people online. Most of the friends I know off Xbox Live I met in lobbies online. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I have to empty my like list of friends every time I get new friends is like, okay.
You ever kick me out of your friend list? It's on like Pokemon.
But
I'm gonna get you banned.
I really like a busy kind of notion because the fact that when I'm really into a game like Far Cry and I'm really getting into it, like I'm toward the end, I really would not like to see a little pop at the bottom like, hey, join a party with this person. Hey, I'm online. Join this party. Hey, you got a message. Hey.
Yes, you should be able to turn notifications off.
You can turn them off. It's the fact that, like, I wish you could turn them off and they come back on immediately after I finish playing a game or turn it off.
So have the
So if you turn them off, they're not going to come back on.
Off.
Yeah.
Be able to turn them off while you're in the game.
Or just tell people, like, don't invite me to anything, period. I'm busy right now. I'm not being mean to you. I'm just
you wanna out
I'm
of
playing
office
this
replies.
Game. Yes. Like, I'm out of the office right now, okay? J. Kuro's not in.
Yeah.
Leave a message. So, I mean, I love you guys, but like a lot of you just like, I'm playing this game right now. I want to beat it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is that little bloop, is it really that disturbing?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. No, it's like if you're really into like a really intense moment because Far Cry had so many drug induced intense moments, you're like, this is so awesome. At the bottom, oh, someone has sent me a message. It's like, so in the back of my mind the entire time, I'm like, dang, what does this message say?
Okay, what else?
What
does this message say?
What
else would you like to see in a new console?
The disorganization with sometimes with Xbox Live's menus. Because the way they updated it recently was like, I have my pinned in my recent stuff. It's like, I don't want to pin everything. Just put mm-hmm. my recent stuff that you know I go into regularly in my... I don't want to pin stuff. This isn't Pinterest. I'm not having one of my weird moments where like, I want to pin food and wedding ideas and clothes. I'm a girl. So I just want to get on and be like, I just want to play Netflix or I just want to play Amazon. Like, don't give me all these options.
Okay.
If I say I don't want it on here, leave me alone.
Okay.
I really wish there was kind of like a disregard this app thing. So I know you're making money, but like, just, I don't want it. I don't use it. If I want to use it, I'll go look for it. Leave me alone.
Anything else regarding like games or delivery of games, like gaming media for the next one?
Xbox Live is kind of weird when it comes to downloadable content.
Mm-hmm.
To where if I download something and I don't touch it for a while, and I may have gone through and changed some stuff around my game files. So like I play games like in multiple places a lot of times. So a lot of my stuff's on the cloud. A lot of my stuff's on my actual hard drive.
Yeah.
So if I go somewhere else and I bought this DLC, it'll give me this whole runaround. Like you can't download this, even mm-hmm. though you bought it. You can't download it here.
Yeah.
Or you can delete
it.
Or it
corrupts.
It corrupts everything immediately. So I have to go back and re-download all this downloadable content. Like the Mass Effect 3 was a good example. To where I put the game in and told me I can't play because my game file had Mass Effect 2 DLC on the actual file. And all those files were corrupted. So I had to go back and re-download all these files. I wasn't going to play again just so I could play Mass Effect 3.
But you are. When they come out, with what I said will come out last episode. If you want to hear what I said about Mass Effect 3, go to last episode.
But yeah, so it's just the fact that like I don't want to go back keep downloading all this DLC, especially with Mass Effect, because there's lots of DLC and huge files.
I have like 8.6 gig of DLC.
Just downloading 8 gigs of downloadable content and just sitting before I can play a game because the game won't let me play
especially
unless I download it.
Especially since you're still on dial-up.
Hey, pick up the put the phone down.
Phone? Who picked up the phone?
I gotta call mama.
Use your iPhone.
Jeez.
Say a phone, Ryan.
Don't you guys remember that? Pick up the phone. He was like,
my bad.
It's like, I'm downloading a movie.
Y'all
use Stop it.
You've got mail.
No.
Remember those days? Oh, man. I used to love those
It's
days.
Like a Furby going
crazy. I used
crazy.
To love when we got a new AOL disc. It was awesome. So that's what you want for the new console?
Better compatibility with the DLC because I hate re-downloading everything. And I really wish if I bought something, I can download it multiple times, really. Just like I can download it from my file.
Yeah, so you're saying if my profile is on that machine, I should be able to download
it. I should be able to access the things that I bought because I have bought them. So don't like restrict me from like, oh, you can't use this right now.
So basically Microsoft needs to take its permission system that it has in, say, features like Active Directory and move those over to the Xbox so that, yeah, you can download them, but if you don't have the right profile, you can't access them.
Yeah, as long as you don't have my profile, you can't access.
I'm a system engineer by trade, so you know, I know a little bit about it. So basically they need to take that same type of architecture when it comes to file availability and need to know and the right to access. They need to put it over on the Xbox so you can download it anywhere. But you got to have your gaming tag in order to be able to access
it. Yeah, and as far as like, let me go through and actually put in a password and everything to make sure it's me. But just let me download the stuff that I bought because I have bought it. I spent money on it. So let me use my stuff because I've...
Gotcha.
It's like telling me I can't use my Xbox right now because I'm not at home.
Gotcha.
You're not at home right now, so...
Can I tell you what my wish list is? My wish list is, one, to own a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I can't...
To have the budget to own one.
Let's not get it twisted. I can't go buy a PS3, but I don't see why. You can. You got money like that, babe. I seen your wardrobe.
That's different. I'm a girl.
I want to hear that. I don't even want to hear that, man.
I have needs.
I don't even want to hear that. For those that don't know, J. Carroll can go get a PlayStation 3. She just don't want to. You know, and all
I have needs as a female to buy makeup and accessories in abundance.
So I only want to hear all that.
I'd look pretty for you guys.
You know, one of my... I don't need you to look pretty, okay?
I'm a pretty girl.
I got a woman that's banging. You can be as busted as you want to when you come in the studio with me. You know what I'm saying? But I understand.
Like
for your
now.
Fans and everything. No, you're not busted now. You're not busted now.
I just robbed somebody a tire.
I thought she was about to rob me when we met up to meet the place to come to the studio. I was like, who the fuck? What? But she was like, it's me. I heard a voice. Okay, cool. But one, I want to own a PS4 in the next iteration, the next generation. For Xbox, I ain't gonna say a long laundry list, but top of my list is number one. I would like to see Xbox Connect respond more fluently to requests when you're speaking to it. I don't know how many times I've been watching something like The Office and they will say something similar to a command and it stops or to go back home or the bar pop up and say, go home. No, cancel. I don't know how many times I sat there yelling at my Xbox. Xbox pause. Xbox pause. Xbox pause.
Yeah.
If you're trying to show off Connect to a friend, it's embarrassing, okay?
You're just like, Xbox. Embarrassing. Listen to me, woman.
Listen to
Xbox.
Me. God, you'd be yelling at it. You'd be like, you'd be upset. I want to take my belt out and hit it.
like it's,
you know, one of my dogs or something. But better response to voice commands. I would also like to see, I don't know if they implemented it yet because I haven't tried it. Internet Explorer, the ability to play Flash. On Internet Explorer, I want that. I want to be able to have
Stop using Bing, Microsoft. It's cute how you think I use Bing.
Get with Google, okay? And
I don't like Bing.
Bing sucks. Although some people use Bing because it adds like points and stuff because it's Microsoft. And
but
I've never looked into
it. It's not cool like the cool kids on the block. I'm cool like that. I don't use Bing.
Yeah. Who wants to use Bing?
What's the cool kids term for that? I'm not really like into that. Cool kids turn.
I don't know. I'm not cool.
That's wiggity whack.
I'm a nerd.
Wiggity whack,
daddy. Okay.
It's Mark and the Fresh Beat Band up in here. Yeah.
Giggity. another thing, like I said, I want to be able to play Flash on the Internet Explorer or give me a browser with capability of playing Flash.
Yeah.
One thing that I desperately love to have is something like a Fusion Drive. A hybrid of a SSD and a hard drive where I can have the storage space but the speed of a Fusion drive. I'm tired of having 54 RPM hard drives in these things. Can we get an SSD at a reasonable price or a Fusion drive at a reasonable price inside the machine?
Also, can you fix your random storage capacity numbers?
Yeah.
It's like 4 gig, 250 gig. It's like random.
Can we get some in between?
Some like nice mediums in between
there? It's like all or nothing at all. It's like, all right.
Fact that you gave a 4 gig one's like, who besides my grandma is going to actually be able to use this?
We got two options of underwear, granny panties or a G-string. Then you don't have no regular briefs that I can put on.
Those don't exist here. They don't.
You know, they don't exist.
So I would like some nice mediums in between the amounts of storage capacity and the types of bundles that you do offer. Exactly. So it's either you get the intense offer with like Call of Duty and like just 250 gig, it's like $450. Or you get the Kinect version with Kinect, like Kinectimals.
Or just the regular Slim that's like 4 gig and no Kinect. another thing that I would like to see is because Microsoft, you've implemented it on your OSs, so use it on your console. Integration with iTunes.
Yeah.
iTunes integration right off the bat, straight out of the box. As far as the
apps that Microsoft has for the Xbox, I have lots of feelings about those that I wish they would actually implement more. Actually using their own sort of Spotify clone they're going to be announcing soon. And honestly, I believe Spotify is a kind of a new thing. You should actually join Spotify. Spotify is growing very vastly. And they are really a really awesome music like source.
Yeah. So it's you join Pandora.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Join Spotify. They already have their own thing. It's like Netflix. You join
Pandora, hook up with Spotify. It already has a base. It already has a customer.
All you do is make it compatible. So now it's just one more place I can use Spotify on. Like with Spotify, I love Spotify. I've abandoned iTunes altogether for Spotify. I just do not use anything like that anymore.
Because I watch videos and stuff. I have a subscription to podcasts. Yeah. I get GRT. Yeah. On iTunes.
Which is why
if you can boot up your Xbox and plug into the latest GRT. Yeah.
So if you can actually help Spotify along, let them further themselves more, you can make this a really, really awesome.
But iTunes and Spotify, you can have them both. Why not have the ability and the option to get them both? You don't need one or the other, but I would like to have direct, because I got a lot of music in my iTunes library. A lot of music that I've bought. A lot of music that I've borrowed. A lot of music. And you know, I would like to have access to
that. Me and iTunes just in dispute right now.
You know, you going, that's just because you need to do that. Laptop.
But no, because I don't know why, but for some reason I got to charge $34 for some like random Asian apps, like My Fake Boyfriend. Like, I don't know what this is. It's in Japanese. I can't read it.
Stop playing with that stuff. I told you to leave it alone. You're gonna mixed up. You're gonna get shipped off as a mail order bride playing with those foreign apps. I tried talking.
I didn't buy this. I can't read it. I don't even know what this is. It's just a dude with like this provocative looking blouse on. It's not even a shirt. It's a blouse. Yeah, it's like pale pink. Opened up
the app to look at it.
Because it was like, what is this? Why is this on my phone?
Is it still on your phone?
No. Like Pouncer.
But, you know, like I said, SSD, faster hard drive inside of it. I know they're going to bolster up like stuff like the processing unit when it comes to, you know, the graphics and all that. So I'm not even going to mention that. I guess the last thing that I would like to have is a media... You know, I'm not sure if I'm all for the cloud gaming. The reason why is because games are so huge. And I don't want to take up all my storage. Oh, also, you know what I want? If I buy a game and I rip it to my hard drive, I don't want to have the freaking disc to play the game. That defeats the purpose to me. That defeats the purpose. If I have a hard drive, give me a code that I can put in to be able to access the entire game without having to put the disc inside the game. That's what I would like. If it's not completely medialist, if it's not completely, you know, straight cloud gaming and you go the Steam route and you have to have gaming media, I put the freaking game on my hard drive, I don't want to have the disc to play it.
I'm just hoping that Microsoft will do more, because they're going for the more entertainment route with the Xbox. So I really wish you would invest more in making it an all-around entertainment area and not going your own way all the time, doing it the whole Rambo way. Well, there's people I understand why you would do that, but it's like there's already places and things you can get these like services from that will benefit you a lot more.
It's like I use Views to access my iTunes library from my Xbox. But I would like to not have to have an intermediary.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to be able to just access it straight off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to be able to, you know, I that's just what I would like to be able to do, because I got to format it and code it and things like that. I don't want to have to do that. I want to be able to put it in the iTunes or be able to access it from iTunes, and then it works. You know, I don't like transcoding media and all that stuff in order to get it to play on the various platforms. If you're going to be an entertainment console, you're going to be the center of my entertainment, that's what I need. I need to be able to plug and play with multiple devices. You're going to have to be able to integrate with Samsung and iPhone, you know, the Galaxy S3 and the iPhone in order to make that thing work. That's the way that I feel about it, if that's the way that you want to go. So, and partner with Apple to get something. I don't know what I was going to finish that with, but I had to throw Apple in there somewhere for Microsoft department, because I'm an Apple fanboy.
Yep.
Come get me, world.
Come at me, bro. But I think that's about it for this episode of the GRT. It was nice. It was pleasant. It was printy.
Yeah, it was, but there's only one thing that saddens me. Yes. I'm out of juice.
Sorry. You know, Tupac juice?
You ever drink like orange juice and you get that last sip drink and it leaves that taste in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's what I got right now.
It's like, I want more, but I want to go to the store. I'm going to
have to wash my pop filter after tonight.
Yeah.
Smells like old orange juice.
Well, that is later. Okay, so it's nice seeing you guys again. I'm Jay. I'm Jay.
And I'm Soul. And I got Soul.
Ow!
Jay, you want to go ahead and give me your information as we sign off?
As always, follow me on Twitter, like me on Facebook. Take more pictures of me, with her. On Instagram.
Take pictures of her.
Jay Kuro is my username everywhere Jay you go. That's about it.
Twitter.
Yeah, always find me anywhere. Just look up Jay Kuro. That's all. You can always find me. J-A-E-K-U-R-O.
And